Wyoming Cowgirl basketball team, Joe Ligurski, kind enough to join us on the program. Joe, how are you doing today?
Keith, I'm doing well. How about you guys?
We are doing outstanding. I thought it was a cool moment today. I know the Wyoming Cowgirl basketball Twitter page put it up where you were introducing the signing class of this year that included McKinley Bradshaw and Paige Powell, both from Wyoming. And you added another one on scholarship, Joe. You put Tommy Olson on scholarship. That was a cool deal. Do you like doing those sorts of things?
Yeah, Keith, we really do. You know, Tommy wanted to be a cowgirl. There was no doubt. And when she came up and has been part of this program, and she's just really done well each and every day. She's just a unbelievable person to go after things, and so we wanted to surprise her, and I knew we were going to put her on scholarship. And so as we're going through, we just had a little piece, and nobody but my staff had any idea that we were going to do this. And so as we're talking about McKinley Bradshaw and Paige Powell, and we were just going about it that they're going on scholarship in the fall, and then we just threw out at the end that hey, there's one other person going on scholarship in the fall, and we throw Tommy's picture up there, and boy, the shock on her face, and she was wondering what was on, and then the team just erupted. And I think that just shows how this group has really embraced Tommy. And as I always say, you never can tell who's on scholarship in a program and who's not. We treat everybody the same, but kids know who's paying the bills, and right now Tommy doesn't have to do that any longer.
You know, you mentioned the reaction. You know, when I was watching the video, the one thing that surprised me was that she was rather subdued about the entire thing. And you know, I maybe kind of expected her reaction to be more along the lines of her teammates who were jumping around and celebrating and hooting and hollering. Is that just kind of, you know, was she just kind of in shock?
Yeah, Jeremiah, she really was. In fact, she told me after, she goes, "Yeah, I'm seeing those kids up. I knew we signed them. And they're going up, and then I'm trying to figure out why my face is up there." And that's what she said. She goes, "It just didn't register what was happening." And then when Bailey Cotton jumped out of her seat and ran up there, and then, like I said, then it really got exciting. And it's just a pretty neat deal. Like I said, we haven't had a lot of walk-ons through our years here. We had them maybe 15 years ago where players came in, and sometimes players come in as a walk-on, and then they think about, okay, I'm going to transfer to a Division II and play. We've had some go to junior colleges and play, and this one, Tommy, it's well-deserved for her, and we're excited that she's able to do that and stay with us.
I just want to let people know, for the listeners who may not know what we're talking about, Tommy is, she played her high school ball and was All-State down in Colorado, but she calls Worland, Wyoming home. So she is a true Wyoming player here. She didn't play her basketball in Wyoming, but she calls Worland home, right?
Yeah, she does. Her family's from Worland. She went and played high school basketball, you're correct, Keith, down in Colorado. And then coming out of high school, you know, Tommy was All-State Colorado, had several Division II offers, and her family came and saw me one day and asked about, you know, about the opportunity to be able to play at Wyoming. And her mother had played here back in the day, and so it was something that we set, and we talked a great deal about being a part of the program and giving her that opportunity. And so I just thought that, as I said, she's been just an unbelievable teammate. She's getting better every day, just like all our freshmen are. And so now all of a sudden she will be a scholarship athlete here at Wyoming. And I know people see a lot of that with football. Football programs seem to do a lot of that with walk-ons and then handing out scholarships. And it's a situation where we've done the same thing.
I know you got a lot of local girls on the team, but you got a lot of international players too. And I got a question for you. We were sitting up the other night on Press Row and just talking about it as you were, you know, playing the game and winning. How many languages do your girls speak?
Well, that's a great question, Dave. If I had to just take a look at the number of countries that we're from to begin with, where you go Spain, Italy, Turkey, Croatia, Czech Republic, and Serbia, and Montenegro, there may be about 6 or 7 there with carryover speaking Serbian. All of them have great English speaking skills, so there would be 8. Most of them have another language. So you could possibly be looking at maybe a dozen languages that everyone speaks. And I remember Justyna Pojemska, who was our transfer from Casper Junior College from Poland back in the mid-2000s. And when Justyna ended up getting here, she spoke 5 languages. And so, like I said, I'd feel very comfortable believing that we could speak a dozen different languages.
So you can, there's no way that if they complain about a call that the officials are going to have any idea what they're actually saying and how bad it was.
Well, you never know about that. The other night, we had an official from Denmark working the game. And so that's one of the things that I always tell them. And I said, the interesting part, it doesn't matter what language you use, we can always tell you when you're upset. And the words coming out of your mouth probably should not be coming out of your mouth. So that's something we're very able to be able to tell.
Joe, you mentioned McKinley and Paige, and you had another signing as well with Jaden. And I'm trying to think of her last name, and it's just off the tip of my tongue, but she's from Utah. What do you like about the signing class that you just brought in?
Yeah, with Jaden, it's Jaden Vaifanua.
Thank you.
And Jaden, 6'1", 6'2", shoots the ball extremely well from the perimeter, can attack it. So she has great size that she brings in. It's very similar to what we've had in the past with, you know, Natalie Baker being able to stretch, Shalali being able to stretch the floor. And then you get Paige Powell. Paige prepped basically at encampment. Her 9th, 10th, 11th grade year, she was in encampment. She's a 3-sport athlete. Took encampment to several district championships, played in state championships. She's 6'6", 6'1". We look at Paige as a 4 player. You know, if anybody went to the state volleyball championships, you saw Paige definitely above the net. And I know our volleyball staff always talks about volleyball players to be able to touch 10 feet, which would be the height of the rim, or go above it. Paige can do that. I know she can take a couple steps and get up and grab the rim. That's something different. So, tremendous athlete. And then McKinley Bradshaw, 5'10", strong 3 player, can shoot the ball from the perimeter. Her team ended up winning a state championship this year in volleyball. I believe she's a track state champion. She was Gatorade Player of the Year last year in basketball. And Keith, I don't know, do you call Cheyenne Central women's basketball games?
I know what you're going to get at, though, when they beat Central, and she had like 40 points or something like that against Central last year for a 2.
She had 40 against Central and hit the game-winning 3. And so that tells me, here we're talking about a kid who can put a whole team on her shoulders to be able to get 40 points in a game against a 4A high school. That says a great deal to me about what she can accomplish. So I think all 3 are very accomplished high school players. They all play club basketball in the summer. And so we're looking forward to them joining the talented freshman group we have. And the whole key all the time is trying to get back-to-back classes together. And I think that's when you have the best opportunity to win. I mean, if I take a look at last year's team, when you had, you know, Liv Roberts, Natalie Baker, Marlia Campbell, Skylar Snodgrass as seniors, and then you had Bailey Cotton, Marta Gomez, Clara Tapia, Taylor Russ filled in as a junior. We had juniors and seniors that were talented group back-to-back. This year we have a talented senior group. We're a little light with the junior class, so we're not as strong as we were a year ago. So now we're getting this talented freshman group with one backing it up. And so in a couple years, I think that group's going to really be solid with the amount of players that we have and the talent we have.
I remember when Jaden verbally committed and Scott was working on a story about her. You know, I Googled her looking for a mugshot to run with the story, and I found out she's a very talented singer. Have you heard her sing?
Very accomplished. Yes, I ended up seeing the YouTube of it. Very accomplished singer. And the song was about her family and has her dad in it and everything. And boy, when I heard that, we got talking to her about all the training she must have had, and she said no. And so she is just, once again, a highly skilled, as you say, Jeremiah, accomplished singer. There's no doubt.
Joe, you guys head to Pacific for the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic there in Stockton. Little bit about North Texas before we let you go, Joe.
Well, the challenges we're going to have this weekend, Keith, is the teams we're playing are really talented. North Texas just played Texas, which is a top 10, if not a top 5 program in the country. And it was a 5-point ball game towards the end. I think they ended up getting beat by 10 points against one of the top 10 teams in the country. So that poses a challenge. They're very talented. They push the pace of the game. They attack the basket. So that's something that we're going to have to take a look at and be able to try to slow them down. And then we're going to catch Pacific the next day on their home court. It's going to be a 24-hour turnaround. Pacific runs a little bit of a motion offense, but we just noticed they got beat by a top 25 team in Cal by 12 points. So when you're losing to top 25 programs by 10, 11 points, and that means you're in the game with 4 or 5 minutes to go, you're talented. You got players that can play at any level, and that's what we're facing this weekend. So we're going to have to be good offensively, but we really have to improve defensively. Last time out when we played St. Mary's on the road, if you remember correctly, we gave up 90. We scored 84. I was happy with the way we scored, but not with the way we defended. So I'm anxious to see how we stack up this weekend, but there's nothing easy about what we're facing.
Always good to catch up, Joe. Have a great Thanksgiving, and I know you'll be on the road with your team, but we appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week. Thank you.
Guys, I appreciate it, and I heard your lead-in that Austin Conway's coming on a little later.
Yes.
All right, you tell Austin that the women's basketball coach tells him, way to hang on to a football and take an ambitious hit.
I tell you, that was a good one right there.
That catch he made in the end zone, that tells me he is cowboy tough, but I've been around Austin when he was a basketball player, and I knew he was tough, and that's making a big play when a big play was needed. And so just tell him I said that, okay?
Will do. And he ran the wrong route, Joe.
Hey, that don't matter to me. He went to the open spot, and we found him. Sometimes, I'll tell you what, what's that?
I mean, that's when you set up a play, and the players don't run it, but they hit the three to win the game. You don't care, do you?
No, you don't. You just go, you know what? He saw something different, and Tyler found him. That's the amazing part. It wasn't about where you were supposed to be. It's the result at the end. And so I think all coaches will take that positive result. Now, we may laugh and tell him, hey, you got to do this or that. But, Dave, you're right. Sometimes some of the best things I do is when it just works out, and it has nothing to do with me. And the longer I coach, I find out more doesn't have anything to do with me, but you just tell him that that's one of the things. I knew he was tough, and boy, what a catch that was, and like you said, it's the result. So the other thing, happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Got a lot to be thankful for, and to all the Wyoming fans out there. So you guys take care, be safe, and enjoy your Thanksgiving day.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah,
just be sure you take a little extra money if you're paying for Reese's Thanksgiving, okay?
We're taking care of Reese, there's no doubt. And it's not on KFBC.
Thanks, Joe. I can't afford him.
All right, guys. See you now.
Bye.